gather here. We have a brief line, so we're going to have other folks calling in, we'll make introductions, et cetera. So I think we now have, is there anyone else, or we? No, you're fine. This is all good. Okay. Looks like we're all here. Good afternoon. This is a time and place for the scheduling conference and docket number 14-35-114. In the matter of the investigation of the costs and benefits of PacifiCorps' net metering program. My name is Jordan White, and I'm the commission's designated presiding officer for this scheduling conference. We're streaming live today, so just be aware that some of these microphones are sensitive. We also have folks who are calling in. I do have a list. Why don't we go ahead and have the folks on the phone introduce themselves. Let us know who's calling, and then we'll go around the room and make introductions also. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Gary Dodge on the phone.
Okay.
And Casey Roberts on behalf of Sierra Club.
Elijah Goldberg from Solar City.
Sorry, what was that again? From
Solar City? Eric Anderson, Pacific Power.
Okay, yeah, so we got Eric Anderson from Pacific Power.
Joel Stewart, Pacific Corp.
Yeah, it's like, let me just...
Joel Gordon, Pacific Corp.
And who is the person from Solar City again?
Elias.
Sorry, say that one more time. Elias? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Okay, great. Again, I've introduced myself, so I want to go ahead and start over here with Ms. Wright. We'll go around the room. And
Sarah Wright with Utah Clean Energy.
Michelle Beck, Utah Office of Consumer Services.
Stan Holmes with UCARE.
Ken Jamison with UCARE.
Genevieve Defoe, Solar City.
Thad Cully on behalf of TASC.
Kate Bowman, Utah Clean Energy.
Artie Powell with the division.
Patricia Schmidt, AG's office, representing the division.
Sophie Hayes with Utah Clean Energy.
Yvonne Hogle, Rocky Mountain Power.
Bob Lively, Rocky Mountain Power.
Bela Bastog, Office of Consumer Services.
Dan Martinez with the office.
Becky Wilson, Commission staff.
Bob Davis with the division.
Cheryl Murray, office.
Rex Olson, AG, with the Office of Consumer Services.
Michael Hammer with the Commission.
Carol Revelle, Commission staff.
I'm just with ABC 4.
Tyler Polson with Salt Lake Sustainability.
Jerry Mayo with Commission staff.
Okay. Great, thank you. Before we proceed, and this is a status/scheduling conference, I'm thinking it'd be appropriate to set the table a bit on kind of where we've been and where we're trying to head with this docket. As discussed in the commission's notice of the scheduled conference was issued back in November of 2014, this docket was born out of the commission's intent to ultimately develop an analytical framework to accomplish the task set forth in Utah Code 54-15-105.1. We've had a technical conference on PacifiCorps' load study, so I guess the first question I have for the folks here is, understand that we've issued our intent to ultimately issue a decision on the appropriate analytical framework sometime in the third quarter of 2015, October. We now have, according to the current schedule, comments in February 6th, and I believe it's 21st for comments regarding the proper analysis or proper tools, analysis, etc., other issues to kind of inform the commission's decision. What are parties' thoughts on what process is necessary essentially to get the commission to where it needs to ultimately make that decision in October on the appropriate analytical framework? And so, and before we get going, I do want to recognize that we did get some email comments today from UCARE. I have not had a chance actually to read these yet, but I just want to note that we have received them. So anyway, again, those are kind of the bookends, and so I'm curious to get folks' thoughts on what we need to get that decision in terms of process, due process.
I can go for
that. Yeah, this is Ms. Sogel.
Okay, I think...
Sorry, before you get going, I did want to say two quick things. Sorry, I apologize. The first thing, and I know I mentioned this last time we had a scheduled conference, but I just want to make it clear that it's not the commission's intent to actually issue a decision in this docket making a determination of whether the costs outweigh the benefits, etc. This, again, is just specifically for an analytical framework. The second thing I should mention also is that I know we've had a tech conference and that we've had subsequent comments on the study itself. The commission's intent ultimately, or for those comments and whatever other process develops out of that, to inform PacifiCorp's development of their evidence. And so it's not the commission's intent to actually, you know, prescribe what PacifiCorp has to do with respect to their study. This, again, is that is more for the benefit of PacifiCorp. This process, again, ultimately is for the decision on the framework. So sorry for that sidetrack. Anyway, back to Dr. Ms. Hogle.
Sure, thank you. I think it's important to allow parties to have a say in the process. To that end, I think it's important for each party, if they so choose, to be able to come in into this process with, you know, their suggestions as to additional technical conference that should take place for the commission's benefit and for everybody's benefit. And so I would support, you know, that, for example, the company be allowed to continue to provide technical conferences. And by doing so, that doesn't mean that we would prohibit, or this is not our proceeding, you know, so we would certainly encourage other parties to come in and have a say in the process as well if they want to hire people, so that they too can have their say in this proceeding, whether it be internally, externally. I think everybody should have an opportunity to participate fully in the process. And I think it would be helpful to discuss, you know, the types of things that we can all learn, continue to learn about in terms of net metering. There's been some suggestions. We have our own suggestions as well, but I think preliminarily, I think it's important to allow everybody to have a say if that's what they choose to do. And the company would support that.
Yes, so I agree with everything you've said. Let me ask you this, and I know we have folks on the phone too. You know, when I'm talking about process getting there, and obviously I think that that's part of the mix, technical conference, etc. Do folks have an opinion on whether that means technical conferences, comments, testimony, hearing? Are we ready to make that decision yet? In other words, is it more appropriate to say allow these initial sets of comments to come in February and then have a subsequent status scheduling conference, or are we ready to date? Ms. Hayes.
So I've spoken with some of the parties, and I distributed a sort of a general kind of procedural idea late last week. Sorry about that, everyone, for how late it was that I distributed it. So I'm happy to kind of go through what that was.
And just to be clear, this was once circulated among the parties informally, but hasn't been presented to the commission.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, and I haven't received any feedback personally, so I anticipate that folks can discuss it here however they want. So the idea is to have a series of technical conferences, probably about one per month, covering a series of topics. And the topics, which are sort of generally laid out herein, but could be more specifically established throughout the process, are first a review of recent and current net metering cost-benefit analyses that are happening in other states. Second, and this is second, third, fourth, etc., a series of technical conferences on the cost and benefit components or categories. So initially beginning with the broadest set of costs and potential benefit categories to ensure a more comprehensive view, at least initially, addressing individual categories of costs and benefits at each meeting, So for example, frequently cited cost and benefit categories include avoided energy and capacity costs, deferred infrastructure, grid support and integration, financial and security benefits, and environmental and social benefits.
Okay, can I just stop you there for a second? Mm-hmm. So just so I kind of understand a little bit, these, your intent would be that these would be proposed or, I mean, I guess who would lead these discussion topics or present on them? I guess that's the question.
That's a very good question. I think the idea would be that the parties who are advocates, that they be included in the analytical framework would be the parties responsible for saying, we want this included, so we're going to come up with a presenter who is going to present on this benefit category. But I mean, I want other people to feel free to jump in.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, and there might be some collaboration, you know, there would be like, well, we agree with the company or other parties, this person is a respected person that could speak to this issue. I mean, I think that how we determine the speakers could be determined.
So, if I have a question, should I ask
that?
One thing that doesn't, it's not exactly the way that we hold technical conferences here. Typically, technical conferences have been just that. They've been people coming in and talking about explaining technical details, explaining a model, explaining something. And if what you have is those who advocate that a benefit be included, present the speaker, that feels a little bit like testimony. Because you're advocating in front of the commission. So I'm curious how you see that in the framework that we typically see here.
Well, let me further clarify before you jump in. If I'm hearing you correctly, I guess what I'm seeing in my mind is potentially essentially a follow-up tech conference for the parties who have issued comments that would further explain the technical nature of those. Is that, am I misunderstanding that, or is that...
Well, that's...
Or no, is that...
I think that's a fine way of describing it. I think the idea is that to the extent that we need to understand technical issues, we don't want the issues to be precluded from being examined in a technical conference because they haven't been determined by the commission yet.
Yeah. And to Ms. Beck's point, I mean, she does make... It's correct that we don't, you know... Typically, a tech conference, unless it's noticed otherwise, I mean, it's designed not to openly argue the merits of one type of analysis or another. So you have to kind of be careful about that. I mean, for example, a PacifiCorp, months ago when they presented their load study, it was kind of narrowly defined. Oh, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. And allowed parties to kind of work through that with them. So that is something we have to kind of. Address with respect to Ms. Beck's comments on the scope, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say that we couldn't do it, but I think that the commission would have to define the parameters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just,
Mr. Chairman, I think that too, as we're setting an agenda here, I think early on we need to discuss the scope of the study itself. Okay. Before we get into the particulars of technical conferences.
Okay. Well, let's talk.
I don't understand that. I mean, because, so... Could I ask another follow-up question, taking you all the way back to your starting point?
Yeah.
So I feel a little bit embarrassed, but I did not come into this room today with a clear understanding that the commission was issuing an order in October of 2015 on the analytical framework. So I didn't understand that. So I apologize if I didn't read something carefully enough. I feel like I've tried to read the docket. So I feel like some parties are making suggestions on a study, but that's not what I'm hearing. The commission, how the commission has framed this issue.
No, this goes back to the notice we issued back in November, and what we described in that again is kind of where we've been, which is this docket was born out of the Rocky Mountain Power's rate case where they. Proposed a net metering charge that was declined, and then based upon the issues raised, that we were going to further kind of evaluate this. And so this the purpose of this docket, and again, let's be clear here, so we don't we're efficient. It's again at the end of the day, what we want to have is a good tool to basically analyze it. So when and if PacifiCorp, and we're assuming that it'll be in their next rate case, but we don't know, we're not going to prescribe that. When they brought forth something, we have the right tool to actually analyze that. So again, we're not going to be, first of all, we're not going to be issuing a actual determination of whether the costs outweigh the benefits and vice versa. Second, the load study, the one that PacifiCorp had a technical conference on and there was comments on, the commission is not going to issue a ruling on that. That the purposes of allowing folks to comment on that, to have a technical conference again, that will ultimately be PacifiCorp's, a piece of their case. We're not going to tell them how to do that. This will allow them an opportunity to get feedback on how they do it, because ultimately those issues will be raised in a proceeding. And so, yeah, the purpose of what we're doing here going forward, again, is what kind of information do we look at, how should we look at it, et cetera, so we can have an orderly, well-justified analytic framework. So does that help? So that's our intent. So for example, again, I mean, I don't want to stop you, Ms. Hayes, but, you know, when we kind of have internally discussed, you know, what might make sense, we kind of have the same idea. We had our own notions of what might make sense in terms of a series of technical conference, et cetera. But let's use as a starting point the comments that we have that are due on, and comments and replies that are due February 6th and the 21st. Was it the 20th? Let me see here. Let me go. So what I've got in front of me here is the notices of comment period and scheduling conference that were issued back in November 21st of 14. And I'm just going to read verbatim. The comments are Friday, February 6th with reply comments on Friday, February 20th. And again, these are the comments that are we invited the party to talk about. You know, whether the traditional cost and benefits test equations, e.g. the utility cost test, the total resource cost test, the ratepayer impact major test, and the participant test, and metrics, e.g. benefits to cost ratio used to evaluate utility sponsor demand side management programs, can and should be applied to examining the costs and benefits of PacifiCorp's net metering program. We also ask parties to comment on the applicability of some or all of these tests or the description of any other types of analysis for examining the costs and benefits of PacifiCorp's net metering program. And we ask the parties consider the consistency of any proposed analysis with the statutory definition or requirements of the net metering program. And we also request the parties comment on whether the types of analysis to be used will vary depending on whether the analysis examines residential or non-residential net meter customers, et cetera. So there's a big tranche of requests here. And that's kind of what we know there's a lot of varying opinions of what is the right test, et cetera. So we're trying to narrow that down because ultimately, again, and this is what kind of we're talking about today partially, is that at some point the commission is going to issue a decision saying this is how we're going to evaluate it. And so these are we're asking for inputs now. And so the process going forward is going to be, and this is part of what I'm asking you guys to talk about today, is how formal should that be, or how, you know, is this something we're going to need, testimony rather than comments, or, you know, all those kind of things. So that's, does that kind of help frame out the scope of, yeah, Mr.
I'm sorry, Thad Cully for TASC. And I think I would maybe like to address Ms. Beck's concern. I think that the framework of these technical conferences, at least the way I would envision it, you know, we come out with our comments, and I think a lot of our litigation positions from the last rate case kind of laid out each party's kind of vision of what the analytical framework would look like. So, you know, I think we'll see a lot of restatement there and, you know, possibly getting a little more specific. But I think the technical conferences themselves could be a little more neutral, and that we would be discussing for a category, how do you determine whether there's a positive or a negative value for something? And I think that's a lot somewhat dispassionate, not as much an advocacy role as a technical analysis and what data is required. I think part of what's going to come out of this process will be what showing does the company need to bring to its next rate case, and what types of data will support these, you know, making a showing that there's a positive or negative value in each of these categories. So I would suggest that there could be a fairly neutral kind of tone to these technical conferences, and there certainly could be informal comments submitted after them. But my big suggestion would be perhaps before we get to the third quarter and the time the commission's considering adopting the framework would be to allow another kind of formal opportunity to go back and address the framework again, informed by these technical conferences. I think that would be very helpful, narrowing the issues of contention for the commission and whatnot.
Mr. Hearing Officer.
So let me, what was the answer, Mr.
Holtz? Yeah, okay. Right. One of the things that was included in the notice for this meeting is that the party should come prepared to discuss dates, topics, and procedural issues. So not only would we like to address the scope of the study itself, but I'm just wondering what level of detail would you like to have today?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I apologize for if I come across as being vague, but that's part of the question today is we can certainly, put some dates out there and fill, actually issue a scheduling order date with some pretty, precise, set of dates, et cetera, and even discovery or what have you. But one question, again, which I floated initially was, is it premature? In other words, the parties want to, for example, one option would be to allow for the comments or reply comments to actually come in, and then we could come back and have, in light of those initial round of comments, a scheduling / status conference to say, okay, now this is where we're at. What do we need going forward? So that is one option. I mean, those are the two kind of ends of the spectrum we're looking at is, again, filling up a very, robust, litigation schedule versus kind of keeping the ball moving forward, but at the same time recognizing that we're at this point, we're still kind of, I like what I'm hearing about, some collaborative process, et cetera, and that might be part of it, too. Again, I don't, One part of this process, again, doesn't necessarily have to be formally, ordered by the commission with respect to, there's nothing prohibiting any parties from getting together to talking about things, to coming up with proposals or what have you, but again, I'm just saying.
No, I appreciate the clarification, because as you can tell from the proposal that you care distributed to parties, we were looking at getting fairly detailed.
Sure. Well, Mr. Powell.
I guess from the division's point of view, as Sophie mentioned, the proposals did come out fairly late on Friday. Okay. Unfortunately, key personnel from the division have not had a chance to review it.
Okay.
And so I kind of agree or would agree that we should get the comments with specific detailed proposals on February 6th and then hold another scheduling status conference so that we can, once we've had a chance to review those and reply, then hold another scheduling status conference to actually lay out a scope of meetings that we can move forward.
Or a scheduling meetings, Ms. Beck, guys.
Well, I would like to propose a little bit of a hybrid between those.
Okay.
I fear that puts us into March.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really doesn't keep the ball moving.
Okay.
And then our schedules will fill with all of the other regulatory items. So perhaps we could schedule maybe a monthly tech conference now, get it on the calendar, maybe don't assign a topic to each one, but maybe assign a topic to February so we can keep it moving forward.
So it sounds like you're suggesting, which I
come off.
I think I'd like
option.
So we essentially would have a we discussed it a placeholder dates, and then potentially at some point after or soon thereafter the comments replies on the initial stuff, but we would maybe get back together and have a schedule / consenting conference where we'd actually start to populate the
right.
The scope and the purpose of those tech conferences.
But based on what we've seen, I think that there a number of topics certainly can be addressed dispassionately. Not all of them. And so some of that, I think that is going to require some level of commission ruling coming into that status, because I think you ultimately, meaning you, the commission, will have to make some decisions in terms of what make the cut and what don't.
To the extent that the commission's going to make a decision at the end of this process, I think that it's important that that whether, you know, people like this or not, that this be, you know, a litigated proceeding. Yeah. And as a result of that, I think it probably would require testimony under oath, mm-hmm. so that you may be able to rely on it when you issue your decision.
Yeah, let me piggyback on that and circle back to what Ms. Beck just said, which is that, and I hear what you're saying, Mr. Coley, in terms of, you know, trying to be somewhat antiseptic about the meritorious discussion, but ultimately, what we can't have, just because I'm not a commissioner, we can't have a situation where essentially we're having a hearing on merits without, you know, the proper procedure for, you know, cross and et cetera. We can't do that. So we will have to be careful about that. But let me just throw this out here again. I'm latching out a little bit to Ms. Beck's concept, which is, agreed, we've got a lot of different dockets, you know, going full speed ahead here. And so I'd hate to like miss the opportunity to really set dates. So that is an option that I want to throw out there, is that we could, again, we could talk today about, you know, a potential just call them generic tech conferences. Because those are dates that we can't, we can move around comment dates, testimony dates, you know, we can't wait too long, but we can move around those. But one thing we really would have to get in the dock in terms of people's schedule is things like tech conferences and even maybe potentially even a hearing date. And I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't think it's premature at all to have tech conference dates, but is it premature to have
If you have a schedule in mind for when you're going to issue your order, that's how we set our schedules, don't we? We kind of back off from that on when you would you need a hearing. And so I feel like we need to get that hearing date so that we all are aware of the target we're working toward. So we understand the framework for the process.
So I don't want to foreclose further discussion, but I do plan on taking a brief minute with staff and a discussion with the commission. But just to make sure I've heard all of you correctly and kind of the takeaways before I head back in there is that it sounds like that everyone is in agreement that a potential technical conference with scope to be determined is going to be appropriate. And it sounds like from what I've heard from Ms. Hogle and Ms. Beck, I don't know if others agree, that we probably are going to want to have kind of a more formalized evidentiary hearing with testimony and a hearing. Is there anything else I need to hear before I come? Because what I'm thinking of doing is going back, you know, allowing the commission staff and the commissioners to kind of noodle through this a bit, maybe coming back and starting to throw. And one thing that you might want to take the opportunity to, when I often say this, is that you might want to just discuss amongst yourself what those dates might look like in terms of these straw man placeholder tech conferences and maybe even potentially a hearing date. And then let us come back in and we'll start to gel this up. I mean, I know this is a little bit of a Mobius approach here, but we're trying to firm it up, so this is kind of the process. So is that?
To throw, I guess, one other suggestion based on the feedback, would it be possible to have a process that gives us the first several months to work out issues of areas of consensus to narrow the issues that would be litigated? I think there'd be a lot of value instead of litigating from A to Z if we are going to take that approach. I think there's a lot of value in us getting together and having our experts get together.
Ms. Wilson she has something to say, but yeah, I like that. The only thing I would say to that, I guess, as a caveat, is that if we're going to go that approach, back to what Ms. Beck was saying, is that we don't want to get too, we don't want to lose sight of like the fact that, you know, Rocky Mountain Power now, their rate case is scheduled. And again, I'm not saying this is when it's going to be filed, but if it was, is it 16, January 16 or 15? What's the date?
16.
So we just kind of keep that in mind so that we would, but no, as always, I think we mentioned this in the notice, I've mentioned it, you know, we strongly believe that, you know, collaborative process, you know, an open process is most productive, and so certainly that's something that would not be off the table.
But the commission doesn't schedule in their scheduling conference for those kind of settlement conferences.
Yeah.
So we would want to have a strong understanding among ourselves, like, for example, maybe it would work out that we had a technical conference in the morning, and we agree as a set of parties that we'll continue the conversation in the afternoon. So we would, I think, that's typically how it's done here in Utah, and then we would all be responsible for getting that on our calendar ourselves. And sometimes the system breaks down there, because if it's not in the scheduling conference. But anyway, there's certainly nothing that precludes that, but we would have to kind of do it as a, you know, along, we'd have to augment the scheduling order with
our dates. And so what you might want to do while we're, and did you want to say something, Becky?
Okay. Finish your thought.
Yeah, what I was to say, what you might want to do while we're taking a little break here is, you know, again, maybe talk about some dates going forward, but as part of that discussion, Ms. Beck mentioned it might be like, and we were going to meet informally, these will not be ordered dates, these are going to be amongst the parties informally, wherever you want to meet to kind of hash this out. Because again, what we're trying to avoid is, from a due process perspective, we don't want to kind of draw outside the lines in terms of what, you know, we're actually hearing, you know, arguments, etc. We're, you know, does that make sense? So is there, yeah, Becky?
There's just one other thought I had. So sort of the time frame for the commission decision on the framework had been, in the notice it was is highlighted as being the third quarter.
Yeah.
And that was in anticipation of a possible filing by...
It's really hard to hear if ever speaking right now for those of us on the phone.
Yeah, come on over here, Becky.
One of the drivers for the idea that the commission would issue an order on framework in the third quarter of this year was in anticipation of a company filing possibly in the beginning of the year. So the commission wanted to have this process concluded in a timely fashion so that it could be applied by parties or by the company in any kind of a filing. So if people have thoughts on that too, I mean, is that my understanding is the load study inputs would not even be available until about that time. So it didn't seem like you could start applying a cost-benefit analysis at that point, but you could develop the framework. So any comments you have back on that, but that's sort of the timeline that the commission's looking for a decision point, you know, somewhere in the third quarter on framework.
I mean, ultimately, what we're really trying to accomplish here is to, you know, because, you know, rate cases involve a lot of issues, we're trying to avoid you know, getting bogged down in the right way to look at this in a rate case, again, if that's what it is. And so this is the idea is that we're gonna be prepared, and the parties are gonna be prepared ahead of time to know, you know, how the commission's actually gonna get there. Does that make sense? Okay, so does it make sense? We'll take a minute, and if someone wants to come grab us in a while, whatever, we'll chat too. Does that make sense? All right, we'll go ahead and stop the streaming. Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll... No, just teasing.
Well, speaking,